RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
More now on the NZD SOS conference. Two of them, actually. This Saturday in Christchurch and the following Saturday in Auckland. To bring us up to date where things are at as we get ready for this, I'm going to go to the Christchurch one. I was actually at the Auckland one last year. I was the MC. But that is nothing compared to Graham Hood, who is the MC of these conferences. Hoodie, who we spoke to last week, coming over. I wonder if he'll fly himself. Oh, those days are over. So to find out where things are at and getting ready, Helen Tindall from NZD SOS is with us. We've spoken to Helen a couple of times already. Helen, is the excitement building?
It is. Everyone's extremely busy. Yeah.
And what a great lineup. I mean, last year was great. This year's, well, even better, actually.
Yeah. Well, I think Graham Hood has a hard act to follow after your performance last year.
Come on. Thank you, but come on. Boy, if I had half the life that Graham has had, I mean, I will never forget him pulling off those captain stripes. I go on about that all the time, but I watched that. And, I mean, I'll be honest, I teared up when I saw that because I thought, there is someone with principles. And yeah, he's prepared to take his life's work. And it's not easy becoming an airline captain with 36,000 hours.
That's right.
And he was just throwing it on the table. I'll never forget that. Anyway, I won't go on about it anymore, but that really stood out for me. And that's why I think Hoodie's such an incredible guy. I can't wait to meet him in person.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. And I believe that his partner, John Larter, is going to be co-head.
Oh, he's coming.
I think just Auckland.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met them both online, John and Graham.
Together?
Yeah, well, I think we were. No, separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think together quite an act.
Yeah, no, they are. I've been watching the Club Grubbery episodes from time to time, so I've seen them, and I know John's background too as a paramedic.
Yeah.
He must have seen some things. Wow.
I bet he has.
Okay, so, and we've already talked to some of the major speakers coming from, halfway across the planet, and they've been really interesting and still more to chat too. We've talked to Paul Marrick. We've talked to David Sharalambos. That was so interesting, the behavioural psychology behind this all. He really took that to pieces. We've got Angus Dalgleish coming up. So, yeah, those people are coming. And what's the reaction? What's the interest been like, Helen?
Lots of interest. I've been ringing around supporters just to make sure that everyone knows about the event. And most people either have bought a ticket or they are planning to live stream it. A few people that can't make it for various reasons. But, yeah, lots of interest. People are keen. Yeah.
Changing the prevailing health narrative in New Zealand and empowering change is the conference theme. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so I guess what we're trying to do is just keep the pressure on because the narrative remains. You know, the pandemic preparedness and response agenda remains in place. We've got our government approving Mpox vaccines now and trying to sell them on to people. So it's this thing isn't over. And so we're just trying to move forward with evidence-based practice and you know, showing people that we've got the people that are coming from overseas. Our own doctors are highly credible people, but the people coming from overseas, you know, Paul Marrick is the most cited ICU doctor in the world, and Professor Dalgleish is an immunotherapy researcher. These people are not speaking out because they're cooks.
Cookers,
yeah.
I think after this we'll ban that word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, referring back to the talk with David, and once you kind of understand how the psychology of all this has worked, operated, been actually planned, seriously planned.
Yeah.
It's so revealing. You know, it's the emperor never had any clothes right in front of you, you know?
Yeah. And David makes it really easy to understand. And you have lots of aha moments when he talks.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought I had my head around it, but to hear it sort of forensically dissected, I guess is the word. And folks will be hearing Angus Dalgleish shortly, and what he has to say about cancer. And I know because I've seen you know, the notes toing and froing as we're getting ready to chat to him. Also, just the simple things, and this is the whole thing, the simple things were ignored and pushed away, banned. Vitamin C, he will have a lot to say about, but also ivermectin, you know, and the reasons for that, and the terrible results that have devastated so many people because of the neglect of those and the way this whole thing went. It's just damage everywhere.
That's right, yeah. And so the other thing about this conference is it's going to bring everyone together in unity. So people who we, you know, those of us who share the perspective around what's going on are going to be together in the same room. There's going to be vaccine-injured people there that can learn from these specialists and our own doctors, you know, people that suffered through the mandates, living with vaccine passport issue. You know, we've all got a story. So when I've been ringing supporters, everyone has a story to tell, and it's going to be a really good opportunity for people to meet and, you know, share our experiences and listen to the experts and just feel like we're not alone again.
Yeah, that's interesting that you're going to have some vaccine injured people, because I hear a lot of, well, where are they? You know, I don't know any. Just curious, how many have been getting in touch? Is that an increasing number? Are you getting more calls? Do you know?
Do you mean from the vaccine injured?
Yeah. Or? Yeah, well, people that wonder now, hey, I've got a problem. I'm not getting satisfaction from my regular medical provider. I need to, you know, seek out somewhere, someone with more information, you know?
Yeah, to be truthful, I can't talk to that. I'm not really involved in the clinic side of things, so I can't really talk to that. But what I can tell you, I don't know if you know about the OIA that came through from someone whose Substack I can't quite remember now, but they had asked for information about sick leave, bereavement leave.
Oh, Ursula Edgington. Yeah, we talked to her about that. At MedSafe, of all places.
Yeah, MedSafe and the Department of Transport. Yeah, so, you know, sick leave is through the roof, bereavement leave is high, and unpaid leave is really through the roof.
Yeah.
And lots of departures, you know, staff departing and being replaced, et cetera. So there's something going on in the background.
And I guess there'll be discussion of this phase two of the COVID inquiry coming up. That will be on people's minds. And Katie Ashby-Coppins from RCR, Voices for Freedom, will be dropping in to both conferences. She's told us that she'll be there. I'm looking forward to catching up with her. So I guess she'll have quite a bit to say about that, because she is so, she's done deep dives and so across that, you know.
Yeah, she has. She's very involved in the legal side of things and very involved in teams overseas as well. So I know she's been working with the World Council for Health and also with that legal team in Australia. Guy's name, but yeah. Very involved.
All right. So what's the best way for people to get involved? Obviously, there's the website, nzdsos.com, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. So if you go to nzdsos.com, there's pop-ups happening around the conference. You don't have to go further than that. You'll just click on the conference pop-ups that appear. I guess the only other thing about the speakers is I'd like to throw in that our own Matt Shelton, Alison Goodwin and Emmanuel Garcia will be speaking as well.
All right, of course. Yep.
And that's got to be a draw card for New Zealanders.
Well, I'd probably go there for that, for them.
Yeah, exactly.
I know them all now. Yep.
Yeah.
Matt and I go back a bit now.
I'll bet you do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a story. I tell you that. Won't tell it now, but there's a story there. Well, that's great. Okay, and for those who can't physically attend, at least one of the events is going to be live streamed. Have I got that right?
That's correct. So the Auckland event's being live streamed and the recording will be available after the event if you've purchased a live ticket, and that's $45 to buy a live stream ticket.
Okay.
To come to the conference, it's $150, and if you want to go to the meet and greet after the event, that's an extra $60, and you can rub shoulders with all the speakers at the meet and greet.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, it's getting close now, both of them, and I can't wait to be at the Christchurch event. I'll be wearing my RCR T-shirt. Don't know about the cap.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll have the number plate thing on the car as well, but no one will see that probably. That'll be in the car park. So thanks for coming on and updating us on that. Helen, and probably see you there.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, Paul.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.